Tonight I want to just take you through a couple of things, and you know, a lot of times when we go through things about prayer, some of the simplest things are the things that we need to be reminded of the most. I know that's the case for me, at least. Sometimes I'll be in prayer, and God will just remind me about the simplest things about prayer, and I say, oh, man, how was I missing that? Suddenly my prayers change, and I find myself getting answers to prayer. Tonight I want to remind you of one great truth out of the Word, and I've actually entitled tonight, God Wants to Answer Prayers. I should have heard a great big amen on that, but that's okay. Let me try that again. God wants to answer prayers. See, it's one thing to say that, but it's quite another thing to believe that God wants to answer your prayers. Now, I know that God is good. How many of you know that God is good? How many of you, if I said God is good, you could answer all the time, right? And if I said all the time, you could say, but does that often go into our prayer life? When you pray, do you pray with that notion in mind that God wants to answer my prayer, or is it just birthed out of a need? Is it birthed out of a circumstance? Is it birthed out of a situation? Now, there's not a problem with that, as long as you remember that when you bring your problem to God, you're not just bringing care and worry and frustration to Him, but that as you bring it to Him, He wants to answer your prayers. It'll change the way you pray. We also know that prayer is something that God wants us to do. God told us in His Word to ask. Jesus said, when you pray. Right off the bat, that assumes that you're going to pray. And so, we know that God is good. We know that God wants us to pray. But when we pray, do we link it together with the goodness and the richness of God's goodness, of His mercy, of His compassionate kindness, of His long-suffering and His never-ending faithfulness to us? It's when we get the character of God, the nature of God, the attributes of God in mind, when we start bringing these cares, these worries, these frustrations, these desires, the people in our lives, the situations around us before Him, that we start finding the answers to prayer. Why? Because God wants to answer our prayers. I teach in our Bible college here at the Rock Bible College. I teach the Blood Covenant class. Now, there's something about me when I teach this class. Here's what it is. I want people to pass my class. I don't want anybody that takes my class to fail. So what do? I give them quizzes each week. Little five-question quiz. And then I take those little five-question quiz. I do six of them, okay? So now you got 30 questions. I take five of them away. I got a 25-question final exam. And every student has already taken the final exam throughout the whole class. They already have all the answers. Why? Because I don't want them to fail my class. I want them to pass my class. I want them to get the information. So there's review, there's renewal of the thinking, there's reminders, there's things that go on. They have something written down, they have something in their hand that's going to remind them what the answers are so that when they take that final exam, they're not shaking going, what on earth is Pastor Dan going to ask? No, they already have the answers. They already have everything they need to pass the class. How many of you have taken my class? How many of you think my class was easy? All the hands stayed up. See? Why? Because I gave them all the answers. It better be easy. And yet here's God in heaven desiring for us to pray, and He's a good God, and God has already given us the key to answered prayer. God has already told us in His Word how to come to Him and how to pray so that we can get the answers to our prayers. Listen, God is not wanting you to fail when you go to Him in prayer. God doesn't ask you to pray and then when you pray say, no, you're just doing it all wrong. Get out of here. Quit talking. That's not God's attitude with us. God is desiring for us to pray, and He tells us in advance how to pray so that when we come to Him, He says, yeah, that's the right one. That's it. You got it. Whatever you want, child, you can have it. What is your desire? What is the will of God? Come on and ask for it, son. Ask for it, daughter, and let's get this thing done on the earth. Amen. Matthew chapter 7. Turn there with me. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 11. It's good for us to remind ourselves of these things. First thing is that God is good and He wants us to ask. He wants us to go to Him in prayer. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 11 says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Notice it doesn't say that God will just give good things to anybody who just happens to be passing by. God's not giving good things to this one and that one because they look pretty or they're smart or because they knew a formula that they called a prayer, conjured it up and repeated it a whole bunch of times till they were sweaty and, you know, that sort of a thing. No, he says that he's going to give good gifts to who? To those that ask him. So you and I, we don't have to know a formula. You don't have to be eloquent in your speech. You don't have to be educated. You don't have to be smart or pretty. All you have to do is be a child of God that is bold enough to come into his presence and ask. And God says, I'm going to give good gifts to my children. God doesn't want us to fail. So tonight, a couple of things real quick on how God tells us to get answered prayers. God has given you the answer to the test tonight. God has given you the final exam right now so that in a moment when we take it, when we start to pray, we'll get answers to our prayers. Does that sound good to anybody else but me? It's mighty quiet in here. You guys are making me nervous. I'm just kidding. Number one is that prayers must be according to the will of God. Prayers must be according to the will of God. Listen, don't treat prayer as casual. Don't treat it as meaningless. But boldly approach God knowing that you're going to get answers. Why do I say that? Because if you can go to God and you can ask for something according to his will, you're going to get it. It's an answered prayer. It's a done deal. Prayers must be asked according to the will of God. Let me show you this in the Word. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14 and 15. First John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 says this. Now this is the confidence. That word confidence there means boldness. It means openness. It means frankness. This is the kind of attitude that we can have. How? In him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Have you ever prayed a prayer and you wonder, did God even hear me? Did that just bounce off the roof and come back down into my bed where I'm laying? Does God even know that I'm talking to him? Well, listen, this is the confidence. This is the boldness. This is the openness and the frankness that we can have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, sometimes we can recognize that God hears us, but we say, is anything going to get done now that God's heard us? Because I've been praying this for a long time now, and I don't see any results yet. But look at the next verse. It says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. So he says it doesn't matter what you've asked as long as it's according to the will of God. That it may take some time, it may take some effort, it may take some patience or some long suffering on your part. But guess what? The answer to that prayer is yes and amen, because all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. That means that if you have a promise from God, if you can find it in God's word, if you can find it in God's character, if you can find it in the things that you know of God, you can bring that to God in prayer and ask for those things. When it comes to finances, you can ask God for finances. Why? Dr. Paul said it tonight. God is the one that gives you the power to get wealth. If God has power available for you to get wealth, then you can ask him for it. We feel bad asking for money. But God says, come and ask for your needs, child. Just like a father that will give his son an inheritance, a father that will give his son an allowance, a father that will give his son gifts when he asks. Man, my son is always asking for stuff. Kid's 2 years old and he has already asked for the world. I mean, the kid asks for everything. He never stops talking. And yet, I am so happy to give him things. Man, he jumps up and down. He says, thank you, daddy. He gives me hugs and kisses. I just want to give him everything. I'd give him the keys to my car if I knew he could drive it and be safe, but you know what? He hasn't asked for that yet. But the deal with God is he says, if it's in my will, you can ask for it. Sometimes we feel bad, oh, you know what? This is just my burden to bear. No, bring it to God in prayer, because the Bible says cast all your care on him because he cares for you. Sometimes we wonder if we can ask God for healing in our bodies. We got a cough or we got a little sniffles or something like that. Got a toothache or your toenail hurts or something like that. We say, oh no, this is just a little thing. I can't. Listen, God says, by his stripes you were healed. He himself took on all of our infirmities. He took them in his physical body when he was being beaten. He redeemed us from the curses of sickness and sin and death. And so you can take those things to God in prayer. You can ask for them. Why? Because they're according to His will. First thing is how God tells us to get answers to prayers. Prayers must be according to the will of God. Second thing is prayers must be in faith. Prayers must be in faith. I know this is basic. I know this is, you know, simple things that we've heard probably 1,000 times, maybe even tens of thousands of times. But listen, it's when we get these things in our heart and we're reminded of these things that when we pray and we already have the answers in mind, then when we take those things to God, then we know we're going to get answered prayers. Prayers must be in faith. If I know that my good God wants to answer my prayers that are according to His will, then I can have faith that the answer is yes and amen. You get that? If you know already that you're praying according to His will, then you don't have to doubt when you pray. You don't have to be afraid when you pray. I don't care what circumstances look like. Listen, I was just reading today about Paul locked up in a prison in the middle of the night. Back is broken open, bleeding. And he starts to sing the praises of God and chains fall off. Listen, that's the kind of God we serve. Here's Peter in jail. It's the middle of the night. Peter's all by himself. He's got guards all around him, one to the right, one to the left. People are outside. He's got chains on each wrist. And yet the church is praying. The church is in agreement. The church is in unity. And as they pray in the middle of the night, an angel gets next to Peter, kicks him in the side, lifts him up and says, come on, we're getting out of this place. The chains fall off and he walks out. Unharmed. Sometimes we look at our circumstances, we say, I'm bound up. There's no one around. Devil's right there at the door waiting for me to come out. And yet, if we pray with full assurance of faith in the Word of God, we know that no chains can hold us back. No devil can stop us. Nothing's going to get in our way. There's no thing that we have need of that God won't give to us. And that when we pray, we can pray in faith, believing that we have those things that we've asked for. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, very familiar verse. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. If you want to turn there with me in your Bible, it's good to get these verses down. Mark chapter 11. And if you want to build your faith, read verse 22 and 23. But verse 24 sums it up. It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Have faith in God that when you pray, that you're getting answers to your prayers. Why? God already knows you have need of those things. God already knows what you need before you ask Him. And yet, God still wants you to ask, and the moment that you ask, God sends His answer from heaven. I love it in the book of Daniel, where Daniel starts setting his heart to pray, starts setting his heart to get understanding. The angel comes to him a number of days later and says, from the very first moment the prayer left your lips, the answer was sent. Just like that. God's not late. God's right on time. It may be the 11th hour. It may be 1 second to the final. It may be go time. It may be second overtime. You might be sweating bullets and wondering what's going to go on. But listen, the moment that you prayed, God heard from heaven if it's according to His will. And if you have faith that when that prayer left your lips, that God sent the answer, you better watch out because the answer is coming your direction. Third thing tonight, prayers must be in the authority or the name of Jesus. This is about God's will, God's way. We've been given the name and the authority of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Pray in the will of God. In the face of circumstances, in the face of opposition, every devil in hell might be coming against you. And yet, all you got to do is speak the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out devils. In my name, you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If you drink any deadly thing, it will by no means harm you. You will take up serpents and scorpions. The demonic powers of darkness that are coming against you all the time, you have authority over them. Why? Because Jesus already won the war. Now we are enforcing in His name the authority that God has given us. Listen, Pastor Jim, last Wednesday night, talked about the authority that we have as Christians. You don't have to put up with the devil's chump stuff anymore. Jesus already pulled His teeth, and that's why He can only walk around like a roaring lion. He may have a big bark, but He's got no bite. You've got the authority in Jesus' name. No devil in hell can stop you. You cannot be deluded. You cannot be delayed. You can't be held down. The only thing that's going to stop you is if you shut your mouth and you don't pray. Devil comes messing with your kids. You better start praying. Devil starts messing with your job and your finances. You better start praying. Somebody comes in, starts gossiping, starts trying to stir up strife and division. You better pray. You have authority in the name of Jesus. You speak the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid of the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus. Use the word of God. Oftentimes we're afraid to look foolish. Last night, my wife and I are laying in bed, battling sickness. Right there in bed, she says, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. I'm not putting up with this cough. It must go in the name of Jesus. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, man, my shoulder's really just killing me right now. And God's like, hello? Did you hear your wife? I said, in Jesus' name, my shoulder is healed. I'm not putting up, and my kids are healed. While I'm at it, let me just throw them in there too. While I'm asking God, I got a big list to ask. In the name of Jesus, just speaking it out loud. And yet we're so ashamed sometimes. We won't even pray with our spouse. This is your best friend. This is your closest faith confidant. This is your faith friend, your best friend. They should be in the fight with you. Encourage one another. Stir each other up. If you're single, find somebody in the church that can be a faith friend that can encourage you. You can call them up on the phone and say, hey, I just want to pray. I want to speak the name of Jesus. I want to pray the prayer of agreement. The Bible says if we agree on anything as touching on earth, that we can release it or we can bind it. Prayers must be in the authority in the name of Jesus. John chapter 16, we'll close with this and then we're going to pray tonight. John chapter 16, Jesus is speaking. John chapter 16, starting in verse number 23. Jesus is talking about when he goes to the Father. John chapter 16, verse 23 says, and in that day you will ask me nothing. He says, I'm going to the Father, so you're not going to ask me anything. Look at this. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father, how? In my name. He will give you. That means that when you go to the Father and you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for this. God says, oh, you're asking according to my will. You're asking in faith. You're asking in the name of Jesus. You have the authority to ask for that. Here it is, child. Whatever those things are that you need. Tonight, there's a lot of needs in this place. Tonight, there's a lot of needs in our city. Tonight, there's a lot of needs in the world. Tonight, we need to be intercessors, people who stand in the gap and pray on behalf of ourselves and on the behalf of the people around us, the people we have influence with, on behalf of those who can't pray for themselves. There are people right now that cannot pray for themselves. And we need to stand up with the authority of God in faith, praying in the will of God on the earth. Can you give God a praise tonight? Hallelujah.